This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Box Office Breakdown.
What's up? And hello. Welcome to Box Office Breakdown, where we look at the box office that was, and then we also look ahead, and then we
prognosticate.
Kate.
Woo!
Box office.
I practiced that all
day
today.
Yay, right? You were so excited about it.
Yeah. Nice. I didn't want to mess it up again.
Yeah. Well, I'm not Frank. I'm Carrie. Frank's not here today, but he'll be back. And we're going to talk about box office. And I'm joined by our new addition. Why don't you introduce yourself?
I am Brandon Hanna. Hello.
Woo! And in the box office, in the sky, is Brie.
Hey, everybody.
Are we going to see you this time? I don't think we
can. Yeah, I'll get a camera up eventually.
She makes us look good and sound good and gets the numbers for us and everything and reads them for us because I'm like, I can't see those. So so thank you for joining us. We're going to look at what made money over the weekend, what didn't. And if you're in the chat, welcome. If you're watching it later, please comment down below. So first off, Bad Boys 3. I mean, Bad Boys for Life, but Bad Boys 3 totally killed it. That remix is off the charts and they made, I'm like, we got a nice little paper here. $68.1 million, which is like, woo!
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, did we all put it as number one?
No.
I was going to say,
just
like, I don't think
me.
So. Just you. Oh.
Although I was way off on the total, but I put it at number one. Yeah. And that's all that matters.
Wow. Yeah. Brie, were you surprised by that being number one at so high?
I think I'm surprised at how much it made, but I'm not surprised it took number one. I think I thought too, Brandon. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't vocal. I don't do the box office count. That's what it is. I think I thought though that it was going to overtake number one, just because I know the first two are such like huge movies, and I knew Star Wars had been out for a while.
Right.
I didn't think Dr. Doolittle was going to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wasn't expecting this much of a moneymaker for it.
Yeah, I saw it as well, and you saw it too.
Yeah, I saw it this morning.
All right, what did you think?
I really liked it. It was really solid. I felt it was like a lot of great action. Some of the action was really like inventive, and they did a lot of cool camera tricks at some points. And there's like just the right amount of early 2000s cheese in there that reminds you that this is a Bad Boys movie that didn't stray from what we know and love from the first two.
Yeah.
So overall, I was pretty happy with it.
Nice. Brie, did you see it? I'm sorry.
I haven't seen the first two either.
Oh, so. Fair. You could watch this and have never seen the other two,
I think
say.
So.
Yeah, I mean, you won't have the relationship building and, like, all that they've been through and the sense of, this is 25 years later, and kind of that nostalgia. But I think they did a good job. If you jumped in, you get it. They're buddies. They've worked together a long time. They have a relationship. I enjoyed it as well. I think it's been a long time since I saw the first one. I didn't see it, like, when it first came out, but... I don't remember if I've seen the second one, but I didn't feel lost. The action was great. There's a lot of good, like, moments, and our audience definitely made that kind of noise. There were some gold laugh moments. Some of that dialogue is super cheese whiz, but some of it, I was like, yes! Did you like the High School Musical joke?
That was pretty funny. I felt like I was the only one that got it.
Same! I'm like, you guys, this is really funny. Because Vanessa Hudgens is in the movie, and so they say the word High School Musical in there.
Yeah,
and
referring to the group that she's in.
So. Oh, it made me sad. Yeah. Also, it has Bjorn, which they call Dorn, the big blonde guy. So he's in Vikings.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I love. He does a great job because he normally is like... I don't know, a little more gruff on Vikings. So in this, he's like the more the computer nerd. So I thought that was fun. So yeah, the cast was great. Also, lots of good-looking people to look at the whole movie. You're just like, okay, everybody.
I had that thought towards the end. I'm like, why is everyone in this movie wildly attractive?
Everybody. You're just like, oh, okay. Looking over the chat, what did you see, Bad Boys? What did you think? And, oh, well, now that you've... How recent have you watched the older ones?
I watched Bad Boys 2 a couple weeks ago.
How do you rank them?
Oh, I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might put this one at number one. I'd have to go back and watch the first one to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
But this has a lot of the same action and, like, camaraderie of the second movie. But it also packs more of an emotional punch that I thought. There was mm-hmm. a little more weight to it. So for that reason, I think this one probably has the most rewatch value for me.
Fair. Yeah, online, Frank mentioned and somebody had commented that they felt this was the better one.
It's certainly the best reviewed one.
I think it, well, it's probably they've built upon the first two. I think the problem with the first was it's too much like a lie for most of the movie that you're just like rolling your eyes at. I mean, this one has some things that are a little predictable, but I didn't mind it. It just, you're not surprised when something's revealed. You're like, oh, okay, cool, whatever. Or when something happens. But it has a lot more emotion to it. A lot of comedy. We overall liked it. If you can't tell.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was a fun one. The comedy was really good. Number two, we got Doolittle, which came in at $30 million, which is not bad. I mean, I thought it tanked. So 30, I mean, yes, they probably spent a much bigger budget on all the effects, but it didn't get like 10.
Yeah, I was really surprised. I thought this was going to come in dead last.
Right?
And it made almost as much as what I thought Bad Boys was going to make. And then Bad Boys just blew everything out of the water completely.
Yeah.
So it was really impressive.
Bree, did you see Doolittle?
I have not seen any movies this weekend, unfortunately.
Oh, no. Oh, right. Bree is busy watching the screeners for like the official movies and all that. We'll talk about that after. I watched Doolittle. Oh, Ryan in the chat says, my cousins just watched Doolittle. What'd they think? I liked it. It is based on children's books. So if anybody takes this movie seriously, based on a children's book, that they came out in 1920s. I actually rewatched the 1967 Dr. Doolittle as well, because I was kind of curious of like, is this still good? You know those movies you watch as a kid and you watch it later and you go, is this still good?
Yeah.
It's still good. I still really liked it. I showed it to a friend who had never seen it. And then the Eddie Murphy one is only Doolittle in name. It's not the same character. It's just he can talk to animals and he's a veterinarian. Like, yeah. It's more very loosely. It's super over the top. Frank last week complained about the bizarre costume. Everybody on that island that they end up on has kind of unique costumes, and it's a disguise. So, Frank, we'll talk about it later. But yeah, it's just very fun. The animals look pretty cool. I mean, they're obviously very CGI, but you know, a thing I'd realized after is it didn't bother me the mouths moving. The way when you use a real animal and animate just the mouth, like how that just looks like Uncanny Valley, like not quite right. This one, I thought they did a good job of how the animals behave. They also incorporate a lot of humor if you like animals or if you have a pet. You're like, yes, I recognize that. Like there's one little critter, I won't say what, but it's all wet and they dry it off and it puffs up. And I'm like, yep, that's my dog. If you give him a bath and dry him off and then get fluffy. So like things like that were cute and there's a little bit, some cliche stuff kind of maybe at the beginning that I was like, but they get over it fast. And he is, the thing about this, I really looked into this because I'm excited, by the way. Robert Downey Jr., it's a real person. And so William Price, I think it's William Price, and he was a real Welsh doctor. So the weirdness of him at the beginning is based on that guy. So I thought that was kind of cool of what could they bring different to it? Like, let's make them more... Yes, we get the character, but let's give some more isms and what he looks like based on somebody who really existed. So that's cool. Let me know if you guys saw the movie or not. I'm just looking in the chat. Stardew says 67 might be the worst version out there. Well, there's not a ton of other versions. So the problem with the 67 version is it's long. It's like 2.5 hours. And it's paced long. But most movies from the 60s and 70s are paced long. You just have to know that. And it's a musical number, and it takes like 5 minutes for them to explain, like, he learns to talk to animals in the movie.
Okay.
So in the new movie, he already does. Mm-hmm. And something kind of cool, you do not need to have seen the other version, but there's a little moments where, like, there's a giraffe in the other one. And you're just like, oh, that's cute that they incorporated it. Or in the old movie, there's a horse that has glasses. In the new movie, it's a dog that has glasses. So, things like that I found really enjoyable. And again, children's movie, in a way. Based on a children's book. Anybody taking this seriously, like, just laugh with it. It's just very fun. There's puns that are really fun. Like, I don't want to spoil it. I'm just excited about it. But Anyway,
I know you were talking about it a little bit, Carrie, but yeah. Like, have you read the original books?
I haven't read the books yet. I actually asked for it in my library. So
I have the books, and I did read them as a child. Mm. So I'm wondering, when I see it, I can let you guys know if I feel like it's really close with the books.
Okay. Yeah, Eddie Murphy. Someone mentioned the Eddie Murphy one. Not to diss that movie, but it's just one of those, they just called it a name. It's not really the same thing, which I feel that's a... What are some movies that have done that are based on something that are not really that at all, but they've taken the name? Is there any that come to your mind that you've seen that you're like, wait, why'd you even call it that?
Oh, I don't know.
I feel that's one you got to rack your brain a little.
Yeah, bit. I know they exist. I kind of have that thought, but in probably more of a positive way with the new Invisible Man coming out.
Oh, sure. That's a new take on it. That's
it's
an
a completely different take, but it looks fantastic. I saw the trailer twice today because I saw two movies today. And yeah.
Yeah. Then we'll move on. A movie you did mention you saw was 1917. That one got $27 million. What do you think?
Yes, I double featured this today with Bad Boys. I loved
it. Very different action movies.
I started with 1917, so I can start out with the heavier movie and then finish with the more lighthearted, fun movie. I absolutely loved it. It kind of blew me away at the end there. There was a couple parts where I thought it was kind of predictable at times, mm-hmm. but the camera work was fantastic. There was a couple shots in particular where I was just sitting there wondering, how did they do that? That's crazy. But yeah, it's this slow burn that builds up to this amazing climax, and it's just really emotional and powerful, and I totally recommend anybody seeing it. There's a reason why this looks to be a front runner for the Academy Award for Best Picture. Because I think it deserves it. It's critically acclaimed and it's a commercial success. I mean, it didn't have that big of a drop from last week. I think when it made $40 million around there.
Wow.
So now it's at 27. So I think it's going to have some legs and I think it's well earned.
I think it's definitely word of mouth. People are like, no, go see it. Yeah. It's going to still be in there. Bree, is that one of the screeners you got around to?
Which one was it? Sorry.
1917.
I didn't get a screen for 1917, but I saw it. Did see it last week.
Oh,
I
talked about it. You liked it. Yes.
I think that one, even if you get a screener... for it, I think that one should be seen in the theaters if you can, because it's such a unique experience.
Yeah, cinematic experience.
Yeah, I didn't get to see it in IMAX, but I saw it in Prime, which is close.
Nice.
It was pretty good.
Actually, random.
I kind of want to see it in 4D.
Oh, that one with the camera movements and everything? That would be awesome.
Tie-in, in a way, to Oscars and back to Doolittle. Dr. Doolittle is the lowest-rated Oscar-nominated film. I'm like, oh, that should sell it. But this is also a time where it's not like as voted to get in for Oscars. Mm-hmm. And hey, anyone who's dissing it because it's a kids movie, just have a child at heart. Come on, you can do this.
And always remember, Suicide Squad won an Academy Award. So
I like Suicide Squad.
I do like it, but it's just pretty
We've
funny.
Talked about the voting and things. We're like, well, yeah.
You guys can also check out on Popcorn Talk. We are doing an alt Oscars. If you go to either AfterBuzzes or Popcorn Talks, I believe on their Twitters, they have the categories for people that were not nominated that we did our own nominations for. And you guys, I think we're going to have a vote going on so the fans themselves can vote
Who
wins the alt Oscars.
Nice.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Bad Boys reference in the chat. Neela J says, yeah, that High School Musical Bad Boys with guns joke was too funny. Not too many people laughed at the two showings I went to. I guess hardcore Bad Boy fans wouldn't know what High School Musical is. Fair enough. I feel that's one that I'm like, did you all not get Vanessa Hudgens? Okay, that's fine. But I did really, thinking back to, I know we're circling back on movies here, but Bad Boys, the other thing I really liked is everybody was really cool when they were fighting. Mm-hmm. Guys, girls, what they look like, how they fought. I really liked that choreography and the styling, because I feel in some action movies, they either over-glamorize people and you're just like, I don't buy it. Or like their hair is in their face, guy or a girl, long hair. And you're like, no, you can't see. You can't do that. But in this movie, I liked how they did it.
Yeah, definitely. And I also felt, I'm not going to give anything away, but in the final climactic battle, it felt like everyone got their moment.
Yeah.
Which was really cool.
I did like that too.
So that was great.
It's good comedic too of like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always when, really funny. When it's about to get too serious, Martin Lawrence always chimes in with a one-liner.
Yeah.
reminds you, oh yes, I'm watching a Bad Boys movie. Yeah. This is great.
I like it. There were moments that totally made me think of a Bollywood movie though too. There's like when they're on the rooftop and it pans out back and I'm like, are we watching a Bollywood
movie? There was a lot of shots like that.
And like, there's a slide on the floor with like the color, and this will make no sense, so don't worry, not spoiling the color. I'm like, I've seen this in a music video in a Bollywood movie too, but that's what we like. The over the topness is what's fun.
Yeah.
There we go. Question down below. Leave comments and or live too. Action movies, do you like it more realistic or over the top, or just depends on what you're feeling? I think I could go for both. I like the like, ooh, brutal, real, but also the like over dramatic. I'm like, yes, give me that, like I could fly through the air and knock you down.
Yeah, like, I certainly like both. I did both today.
Yeah, and
it was
true.
Great.
Exactly, you went to both ends.
Yeah,
nice. Then oh yeah, somebody just in the chat, Janine says the trailer for Doolittle was horrendous. Explain the accent. It's a Welsh character, a person that he's basing it on. So he's doing more of a Welsh accent. So it was, and he wanted to change up accents. And that's why it is peculiar, and it feels weird coming from him, but it stays constant. I felt of like that, the choice, and that's the choice they made. And then we got, speaking of choices of other movies to see at the box office, we got Jumanji came in at 12.57. Still holding on strong. Have you seen the new one yet?
I haven't seen it yet. Okay. But yeah, it's still doing pretty well.
It's fun. In there. That's another fun, like that's an over the top action. But like that one, it's in a video game, so you go, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Or you,
it's got fun. The Rock. It's, yeah. It's good.
Exactly.
It's got all you need.
Yes. And number five, rounding out the top five, is Star Wars coming in at 10.6. So that's not bad. Not bad at all.
Yeah, not too bad. I mean,
still hanging in there.
Could have done better, but you know, yeah. You can't complain. $1 billion movie is $1 billion movie.
This is very true.
One of the things I'm looking at on the box office list here too that's kind of interesting is Frozen 2 is still within the top 10. And considering how long ago that came out, that's pretty impressive for especially for an animated film.
Nice. Yeah. I was going to say, any other films, Brie, you saw? Now you've seen Parasite.
Yeah, I've seen Parasite.
We're talking Oscars. So
I've seen every. I watched basically all my screeners. So
sweet.
I saw Parasite, Jojo Rabbit. I saw Just Mercy,
mm-hmm.
Harriet, Bombshell. Trying to think of what all my screeners were now. Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, mm-hmm. Judy. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm probably missing a couple. Oh, Us. I hadn't seen Us yet, so I just saw that one.
Oh, what'd you think?
What's been your favorite?
My favorite overall that I've
watched. Or top three?
Jojo Rabbit is really in the up there.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jojo Rabbit, Joker, I loved. And I think Parasite. I think those are my top three. And then there were others that I did like still too, but it's an interesting kind of year for the stuff because I feel like there's some movies that I've heard about like Little Women and Dolomite that aren't nominated. I didn't get screeners for them, so I can't comment on what theirs were. So I can only comment on what I've seen, obviously. But mm-hmm. there's some in there that I thought were good movies, but I don't know if I was like Oscars.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Fair. Yeah. No. Definitely. The three when I went and saw. Little Women was packed. Like, I could see all these people coming. And not that Doolittle was empty, but Little Women, I'm like, they're all going to see that. Of like, I feel that one's also sticking around. A lot of people getting around to it. Is there any other films you watched that you would want to mention, Brandon?
Well, I just want to say I also love Jojo Rabbit.
Okay, yeah.
It's my favorite film of the year.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. If anyone hasn't seen it, I highly recommend going to see it.
Like, I don't know if I watched it at just the right time, but at the end of it, it was like almost crying completely. There was like maybe the single manly tear where I was trying to fight back because I was like sitting next to this older couple and I'm like, I don't want them to see me like this. But it was great. It was
good. Dude, I'm watching the trailers for movies and I'm crying. I'm like, I can't. The new Harrison Ford one and the dog. Did you hear the meme joke of like essentially what if Star Wars is that guy's dream? Because it's him with a fuzzy dog, okay. So it's him with the Wookiee.
Yeah,
and you're like,
hey.
Star Wars joke-ish meme. Anyway. I mentioned last week Weathering With You, and I also want to mention those box office numbers for anybody who's a big anime fan. So that came out limited release the 15th and the 16th. Not all the numbers have been released, but the anime film on Wednesday beat out Star Wars and Little Women in its debut on that day. And but it debuted under 1917. So according to Box Office Mojo, it brought in $1.5 million on just 1,000 screens. So pretty much an average of $1,500 per screen, which I'm like, that's pretty good for an animated movie. I thought Weathering With You was pretty darn cool. It's not the best anime movie I've seen, but like it's one of those, it's quirky and it's has some interesting topics that they address. So I think it's one of those that like you, if you appreciate pretty animation because it's gorgeous, go check that out when they come out more. I wanted to talk about Oscar movies because we've had all those nominations. So is there any hot takes? Because I know we've been talking about some that are nominated or not, and should they be or not.
Well,
who's a hot take first?
I mean, I really did not like Joker at all.
Oh, get ready for those comments. Everyone's going to be like... Rrr.
I know, I know I'm in the minority. Even when I saw it in the theater, like everyone was like applauding at the end. They were so happy to be there.
Yeah.
And I just kind of looked around. I was like, what did I just watch? Mm. I did not like that.
No. Do you know what it was that didn't do it for you? Like, I mean, you don't, it's been out for a while. Not really spoil it, but what is it that you're like, just...
I felt like the last 20 minutes were pretty good. That was the only part of the movie where I felt, okay, this was worth watching. Mm. But everything leading up to it, there was just a slow burn of pain and misery, and there was just nothing enjoyable in that film for me at all. And I was just scratching my head as a fan of like DC comic movies, like why would they make this a Joker movie? You could have made this anything. This is weird to me. I don't know who greenlit this, but apparently it was a good idea to greenlight it because it made a ton of money. It's in contention for Best Picture at the Oscar. So clearly I'm wrong, but it's just my opinion. Did not like it.
What about the performances in it?
Performances were great. I thought, I mean, Joaquin Phoenix was amazing. But yeah, I don't know. It just didn't do it for me at all. I don't know.
I haven't seen it yet. Free.
I don't want to speak too poorly on it, but
so like even the films I liked, I think like for me personally, like I don't think Leonardo DiCaprio necessarily should have gotten a nom for Once Upon a Time. I personally think that Michael B. Jordan did a better job in Just Mercy, and would it should have deserved that over him. I liked Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It just wasn't like my favorite film of all time. I feel like Hollywood does this a lot, where it's kind of like Hollywood loves Hollywood.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So that's
fair.
One of my main thoughts on that.
Leave your comments down below. I feel these are definitely hot takes. But guess what? Movies are subjective. You can like them or dislike them, and that's totally okay. I feel this comes up all the time. It's like, it's okay. I mean, definitely give a movie a chance. I'm not going to not see Joker. Yeah. I'll see it eventually.
And even then, like, but... to speak on that more, like, I just came to me, the plot and the narrative didn't really work for me. It seemed really, it seemed really repetitive, too, which is okay. It's like the first 20 minutes of the movie were a certain way with the character developing and starting. He, you know, he obviously finishes the film in a very different place, but I feel like the first 2/3 of that movie, he's just in the same place, repeating the same thing over and over again until finally at the end, there's just some development, and that's where things get interesting to me. But overall, yeah, it didn't work. Didn't work. I like a little fun in my movies sometimes.
Stardrew asked if you want to watch The Kitchen or the Joker DC movies.
Okay. I have not seen The Kitchen yet, which I heard was also bad. Mm-hmm. I'd give The Kitchen a shot over watching The Joker a second time.
Oh, okay. Okay. Then we have, well, Best Picture nominations. We have Ford versus Ferrari, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Little Women, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Marriage Story, Parasite, 1917. Kind of a question for everybody present. When you see the nominations, if you haven't seen them, are you more inclined to watch them since they are nominated, or who cares?
I think I am more inclined to watch it, but I'm also not the kind of person who's going to run out and has to see every single Oscar movie. But yeah, like I still do want to see Parasite. I haven't seen it yet. I keep hearing it's amazing.
I really liked it. I feel too many movies, if you build them up too much, it's not a, oh my gosh, this is, like, I don't want to say that for you. Like, it's really cool. I recommend seeing it, but it's kind of, it's quirky, and it's definitely a dark comedy thriller.
Agreed, Carrie. I think also the main pull for me for Parasite is the overall cast just works so well together.
Yes,
that
they were great.
That's what makes the film for me, is that the cast just, like, they developed with each other so much that the chemistry was amazing with the within it.
I feel that's a really good point, too. Like, that's the interesting thing sometimes in a movie is, like, well, is the movie, like, it was cool, but are you going to watch it again? Like, the rewatchability of a movie. Because plenty of movies could be, like, air quotes, worst movies. But you're like, I'll watch them all the time. Because it's how it connects to you as a viewer.
Yeah.
For me, of, like, I like the seeing a list of the movies and be like, okay, sure, but same. I'm not going to rush to see them, but it would be more, maybe more on my radar. Like, oh yeah, I forgot about it maybe, or I didn't get a chance to see it, or at some point it's fun to go through them. Or also as they become more available, it's nice to be able to go through and watch them. Because, like, some of the ones that are on Netflix, be like, oh, okay, cool, I have access to it. Compared to, I mean, Redbox, or, I mean, I'd like to go to the theater too, but.
Yeah, I think it also, if it's the type of movie that would normally interest me, also plays a factor into it.
Yeah.
If it's nominated for Best Picture, but it's not normally the type of movie I would want to go see, then I might not make the time to go and see it. But also,
interesting.
Yeah. Also, I did love Ford v. Ferrari as well. I've actually seen it twice, so that has good rewatchability for me.
I feel that one's, I haven't seen that one yet. I want to. Like, my mom saw it a few times and really enjoyed it. And so I feel it's one that people, like, my grandma liked it.
Yeah.
Like, all ages can enjoy it.
It's, like, nothing groundbreaking or anything, but it's a very well-made movie. And it's got great pacing, great performances, a great story. And the racing aspect for me was really interesting. And they kind of go into all the different, you know, ways that they would try to make their car faster than the Ferrari to win. And
historical fictions are always interesting.
I piggyback off that. I thought it was a fine movie. I don't think it was anything exceptional.
Yeah,
but it's Christian Bale.
And it's very well made. It's most people, general audiences really
will like it.
Yeah,
and it's definitely like a sad, cool story to watch.
Yeah. Well, we're getting towards the end, but before that, we're going to let you know what movies you can vote on in the live chat to decide what we're going to vote on and how much it makes, and then the loser's supposed to go see it. So, coming out next weekend is going to be The Gentlemen. That's Matthew McConaughey. So, that one's like action gangster movie, and then also The Turning, which is a horror movie. So, comment down in the chat if you're watching this live, and then incentive to watch this live if you haven't joined us live. You get a vote, and then we'll pick on, or you pick it, and then we say how much it's going to make, and then the loser has to go see it. Then we'll also do our top five of what we think the box office will make. Interesting thing in the chat, and I will maybe comment on this later if I get around to Joker. Yash in the chat says, Parasite and Joker are two sides of the same coin. One is the Eastern perspective of class equality, and one is through a Western perspective. I feel that's a very interesting take. Bree, you've seen both.
Yeah, in some ways I see what they're talking about, because obviously Parasite does definitely deal with a huge difference in class, like the class, like it's the very wealthy to very poor class equality, those dynamics. But I could see what they're saying, because Joker is, you know, a huge commentary on mental health and how we in society treat people with mental health, especially who don't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I could see what they're saying. I think that's not false to say at all. I think that's an interesting take on it, but I could see what they're saying from it.
Fair. Yeah. Neil in the chat says, I love Joker, but I respect Brandon's right to not rate it that highly. There are some so-called great movies that I don't like. Exactly. There's plenty that I know that are like rated poorly, but I'm like, I really liked it or something like that. Yeah, a lot of people chime in that they've enjoyed Bad Boys. Speaking of new movies that are out. So write down below The Turning or The Gentleman. I don't see comments on that yet. Come on, everybody. I was going to say, while we're waiting, we may as well do our top five of what's coming out. So while we're waiting for you all to chime in the chat of The Turning or The Gentleman. So I don't know. Do we feel either of those can break how high into the top five? I feel Bad Boys is going to stay up there. Especially word of mouth, because people are going, it's really fun. Like, it's a very, like, that's the kind, I mean, yes, I like dramatic movies too, but ones that are fun And horror can be fun, too. But, like, it's entertaining. That's what I enjoy going to see the most. I'll see other ones, too, that make you think and make you feel. But, like, the entertaining ones, I'm sitting in popcorn, and you're like, yeah, it's, like, exciting. But I feel Bad Boys is going to probably stay number one. I feel Doolittle's not getting a ton of word of mouth. I feel it's not clicking with people as much because it's fun. I really thought it was fun, and I laughed a lot. So we'll see. Then do we feel The Gentlemen or The Turning? I mean, horror always does well, generally speaking. But, Brie, any thoughts?
I agree with you guys. I don't think The Turning is a horror film. Horror films don't usually make tons of money unless we look something like It.
Right. Well, it has a lot of Finn one. From
Finn Wolfhard.
A very popular series.
I mean, it could do well. I just don't know if it'll make the top five.
Okay.
If it does, I would say it would get five.
It's based on a novella. Interesting.
Because okay. I think people are going to go see Bad Boys.
Yeah.
I think, you know, now that we still are going to this Oscar race, people are going to rush. Like, films like 1917, Little Women, I still think will make more money because people want to see them now that they're nominated for things.
Mm-hmm.
I think The Turning could get to five. And I don't know about The Gentleman because I don't know that much about the film. So I don't know if I've heard too much about it.
I haven't heard a lot about it either.
So I don't think that one might.
It's Matthew McConaughey, though.
Yeah, I've seen the trailer a few times, but I don't know if people are going to rush to go see it.
Let's see.
It doesn't have a lot of buzz around it. I feel like if you're not someone who regularly goes to the movie theaters, I haven't seen any marketing for it.
It is
really.
A Guy Ritchie movie, too. So that can get people in.
I think so, but like I said, I haven't really seen any marketing for it outside of just seeing the trailer in front of another movie.
All right. Looks like a lot of people are voting for The Turning. still got a little more time on that. All right. So I'm going to go with Bad Boys number one. I feel McConaughey and Guy Ritchie could make that. I'll do a curveball here. I'll put The Gentleman as two. Doolittle, 1917, and The Turning. We'll make it a little unique there. What do you think?
I'm going to put Bad Boys at number one.
Yeah.
I think it's not going to have a large drop-off going into the second weekend. And I don't think anything could really compete with it. So that's the easy one.
Yeah.
For two, I'm like bouncing back and forth.
Right?
Between, I want to almost say maybe Doolittle will stay there. Or
it could.
Or maybe 1917 will hang where it's at. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to say... I'll agree with you. I'll do The Gentleman also. But then I'll do 1917, then Doolittle, and then Jumanji at five.
So Turning doesn't even make your top five. All right. Brie, do you want to make a top five?
I'll go Bad Boys will stay number one.
Okay.
And then I'm going to say Doolittle will stay number two.
Okay.
Just because I think kids.
Yeah. No, and it's family friendly.
And
is this
is the long weekend or next weekend's the long weekend?
This was the long weekend.
Okay. And then I think it'll stay 1917, Little Women, Turning.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to keep them. I just think maybe because they're getting Oscar buzz, people are going to want to still go to the theaters and see them before the awards. So. And the award show's only February 9th, so it's early this year.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Star Wars might finally drop off.
I think it might. It's been out for a little while now. All right, so the vote looks like The Turning. There's a lot of you, and we're running towards the end of time. So what do we think The Turning's going to make? So you didn't even have it on your list. I had it as five. Brie?
I had it as five.
Five? All right, so we both put it five. So right now, Star Wars is number five at 10.6. So if it made 10, it could be on there. But let's see. Okay. Doing our numbers. Yeah. I was going to say, you got to put it on your phone so you can't change your number we've said something.
Make it official.
I've got mine locked in. Putting my phone down.
Doing The Turning. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. I'm wrong.
Brie.
Okay. I'm going to go with 11.3.
Oh, okay. 9.4.
Okay, this is weird. My phone locked up. Excuse me. I put it at 10.
10? So. Oh, okay, okay.
This is this should be interesting.
So I said 9.4.
So Carrie and me are in the hot seats.
Yeah. Okay, and Bree, you were 11?
11.3.
That's what it is. I just wanted to be in the middle. That's what
and then was. Brandon, you were?
10.
Just 10. All right.
Just 10.
Wait, can we make a fake number for Frank because he's not here?
Before we've had the chat do it for Amy.
All right, chat, what is Frank's bet for the turning? We will put him in the hot seat. Don't make it too bogus, though. I don't want you all to say, like, 100 or something. Like, yeah. Come on. Realistically.
Think of what Frank would actually do.
All right, let's see what we got. What are some people saying? So Ken Jack says 12.5. Jenna says 9.5. All right. I like your thinking. Nicholas says 13.5. Neil says 10.5. All right, we're all pretty low there. What do we want to put as Frank's number? What shall we do? Well, should we make him the high end?
That's what I was wondering.
Oh, Ryan in the chat says 13. All right, I'll take that. Because then it's the high end, we got the low end, and then we got people in the middle. Sure? Let's do it.
I think it's fair.
Let's do it.
Watch Frank win.
I know. A couple other people are saying lower. All right, I've already sent it. Sent as a reminder as an email to each other. Everyone's like, a little lower. No, we don't want to. Well, I don't know. Hopefully he's the furthest from it. Okay, well, we'll see. All right, well, it looks like we're at the end of our box office breakdown. Thank you so much for joining us. Leave a comment down below. We've talked a lot about movies. Comment on those things. Oscars, what are some of your, which ones did you like? Which ones do you think are overrated? Give us your hot takes on that. And Bree, we'll start with Bree. Where do we find you, Bree?
You guys can find me at Bree, BRI_Phipps, PHIPPS on Twitter and Instagram.
And Brandon, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at BrandonHannah07.
And my name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. All right, thanks for watching. See some movies. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.